Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess. Wow, I tried something different and then I really bailed on it right in the middle of it. But you know, it is what it is. Okay, so guys, you know I'm very excited for today's guest. And what we're getting now is like people who like Jack O'Brien. I'm just gonna go ahead and say his name. Now you know. He has the Daily Zeitgeist podcast, which is super freaking popping and everywhere. And you've heard it, iHeart, But also, he started podcast networks. He's such a mogul in this field. And he's a huge reason why this podcast even exists or I even podcast. Like, he was the first podcast I ever did. And I thought it was a scam, y'all. Actually, I'm going to talk about this with him when I bring him up. But Jack O'Brien, guys, what a bad introduction I just did. But I love you. Hi. I'm so happy you're here.
So good. So kind. And it was also appropriate that you, like, gave up halfway through a very energetic opening because that is my energy. Come in energetic and then be like, what the hell am I doing?
Right. Oh, you can curse on here. You can say fuck. Okay, it's cool. Okay, yeah. We are not for the children unless you would like us to be. That's your choice.
Oh,
as
I thought
a parent.
This was a religious program. All right, never mind.
It is. But we're a fun religion, okay? Yes. We let the girls have a good time.
Congregation. I am part of the congregation.
So yes.
I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. But like I was saying a second ago, when I first came to the very first time I auditioned to like do a podcast with you, it was so funny because Anna Hosnier, who is doing the show as well, she had found me doing improv and then was like, hey, you want to come like audition for this podcast? And she was like, yeah, we're in Santa Monica. And then when I got there, I was looking at the direction. She was like, yeah, you see that alley? You got to go down that alley.
It's like in Goodfellas where he's like, further down there. Yeah. Just keep walking.
Keep walking. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, turn that dark, seedy corner, the seedy one. Right. Yeah, that's the one we
had. Oh, no. Yeah, so I had just left Cracked and I was starting the kind of West Coast of How Stuff Works Network, which ended up being bought by iHeart. But the parent company, we just didn't have any like studios or offices. So I was just in with this tech company in Venice. And yeah, it was like there wasn't another podcast company around like anywhere in that area. It was very shady seeming. But right. Yeah, I remember we were so excited to have you in. You were, you've been a huge star for a long time to those paying attention. So we're super excited.
Thank you. It's just going to be a lot of us telling each other how much we love one another. Sorry, guys. But I love it. I was also going to say, Jack, like you're the reason why I've even ever set foot in that scam WeWork. That did not work. They were like, actually, girls, we don't work.
We work. I guess there's a new documentary out that's documenting the scam that is WeWork. When I first got there, like I was like, this is a great idea because they have cucumber water. That was all it was the cucumber water. And like sometimes they put a little slice of grapefruit in there. Mm-hmm. And it was like just that touch, which is the sign of like a really brilliant scam artist, because they just like find that one thing that they can do that will just like trick your mind into being like, wow, I am in a spa right now.
Right. This is fancy. I'm in a fancy job apartment complex. Yeah. Like,
but it was super low budget because we started recording our show out of a WeWork before we had built out our studio. And Lacey kept coming back, even though that's where we started.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Loved that we got the work at the scam place too. Fantastic. Yes. 10 out of 10. What's your relationship with scams, Jack? Like, have you ever been scammed? Do you like scams? Are you like anti?
Yeah. So first of all, I want to ask, like, have any of your guests ever been like targeted after appearing on your show for what they reveal? Because I consider myself like very scammable. And I feel like this could reveal that to people that I'm like a great mark. I am like debilitatingly conflict avoidant to a degree that like if I was in the middle of a scam and realized it was a scam, I would let the scam continue rather than like I would give them my money so as not to have to like have the awkwardness of being like, this is a scam. I know it. I'm out of here. I would just keep going with it. Be like, good work. Well done.
Jack, you literally just said rob me. Like, you could have just been like, oh, you know, you're like, I'm very gullible. Listen, all my passcodes are 1234. You just told them all that. You didn't have to tell
them. But look,
you will be targeted regardless. I have been targeted just for hosting the show. I talked about it on another episode, but where somebody tricked me on Venmo, where they tried to charge me $50 for takeout, and I never had met this person in my life. And I was proud of them, so I sent them the money. So they did a good job. They scammed me because I was like, ooh, fun. Like, I'll get involved.
I mean, I feel like that's a high level. Like, you would be the highest level of difficulty. Like, on the scammer, like, subreddits, they're like, and then the greatest of us will attempt to scam Lacey Mosley.
And listen, I had to really keep my skills sharp because sometimes they'd be hitting me and I'd be like, what? I had to scam this weekend. And I was almost disappointed in myself because I was at the AT&T store and I wasn't an authorized user on my parents' account and I was trying to purchase a new phone. Mm. And so I called my dad. He's golfing. And he's like, what? And he doesn't pick up his phone. I had to like fake an emergency to get him to pick up his phone. I texted him like, oh my God, I need you. It's time sensitive. Hey, daddy, I'm at AT&T. I'm trying to get the iPhone 12. So I scammed him. And then I three-wayed in the AT&T people and he was on hold. And that's when I heard all the passwords and like the stuff that I didn't remember. But for some reason, like it didn't go through the first time. And my dad was so pissed on the phone. He was like, hurry the fuck up. I'm trying to finish a round. Like, because the guy who, you know, AT&T customer service, they're like, girl.
Right.
Service.
Yeah.
That's why you called us for service, customer service. Bitch, we don't do that.
Right.
So I knew I couldn't call him again. And then finally, after calling a bunch of times and trying to wait on my mom, the AT&T guy was like, why don't you just pretend to be your mom? And I was like, bro, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I think of that?
He was like, I'll pretend like I believe you. Like, was it?
Yeah, he was like, it's all good. Just say you're your mom on the phone. And so I did. And I said all the passwords. And I was like, they were like, Lori? I was like, yes, it's me, Lori.
Oh, man. That's a scam that I feel like literally everybody has done. Tried to pretend they were somebody else to like get access to
it. My mom used to have a rubber stamp with her signature on it, and I would wipe the corners off of it and then stamp my detentions so that she never found out I was in detention.
I mean, she's kind of asking for it with a rubber stamp. Like, were you getting detention so often that she was like, this is cramping my hand. I need a rubber stamp to replicate my...
35 detentions and 5 Friday nights. And Friday night was a 3-hour detention. And I got them all for being late to class, which like you're in a building. How were you late? It's just like I'm at home and I find ways to be late to Zoom. I'm like, it's a computer. How am I late?
Wow.
Yeah. I just love being late because that's who I am. You know, that's it's a disease and people need to stop shaming me. It's called time disease.
Like people who are punctual claim that it's not a sign of status, but it's definitely a sign of status. You're making them wait for you. It's definitely you have already won that exchange. I feel like I'm very
anxious.
Punctual, but
you are punctual.
I'm I get very anxious if I'm late, but that is because I again very low status, very easy to manipulate. And I'm just,
Jack, do you just tell the girls you want them to rob you? Because it feels like it's an advertisement.
Come on.
Listen, when you rob me, it's going to be a good time. Okay. Come on over here. Take my things away from me.
You won't learn much from it, though. You won't like sharpen your skills. It'll just be too easy. Yeah.
So let's get into our first segment. What's hot in fraud? So this is where we will warn you listeners about a poppin' scam that's in the zeitgeist. Oh, Daily Zeitgeist. You know,
hey.
Podcast shout out. Or more often than not these days, we'll get a listener letter from you guys where you can snitch on your friends and family. Just make sure that your scam is retired. If you'd like to participate in being a stool pigeon, scamgotuspod@gmail.com. Okay. Just make sure your scam is retired because we don't want to what? Fuck up your bag. Mm. Amen. So today, Jack, give me a fake name for this person. We don't care about gender. It can be anything.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what the fake name from that recent episode where the guy did like Rent a Hitman. It was like Fakio Giattaliano or something like that.
Oh, Guido? His name was Guido
Finelli. Guido Finelli. Yeah.
And I talked to him on Twitter.
Did you really?
He tweeted me and was like, wow. Look, my website is, it may not be your cup of tea, but we are out here preventing the hits, okay? God. He said we prevented 150 crimes since we opened up Rent a Hitman.
That is a new type, like a new genre of scam where it's like such, like just obtuseness overall. Just like he's just pretending like he doesn't recognize the thing that everybody else recognizes. That was right. That was wild. I didn't know that you could be that type of a scammer.
Right. And I love it. Because, I mean, at least he's scamming for good, you know?
Yeah. So he's moving the art form forward.
Guido Finelli, this one's for you. Okay. So Guido says, I just found your pod and I'm obsessed. Oh, that's very nice. This is a story about how I ripped off my market research job and the Texas Beef Council at the same time. And also how I became a vegetarian. Wow. Okay. Wow.
This is a lot going on here.
Sounds like a movie. And I love Texas, so I'm into this. So back in 1997, when I was 17, I had a job doing telephone surveys, which is already a scam. Like, what? Anytime somebody calling at 5 p.m. to ask you questions, bitch, if you want answers from me, you better pay me. I ain't doing no survey for free. No. No surveys for free. Unless I really like a customer service person.
She was having to, like, get on the phone with people and get them to just turn their time over to her. That is a gift.
That's a scam. That's
probably good training, yeah, for scams.
So it said, we got the Texas Beef Council as a client, and they wanted me to stand in the meat section of Fred Meyer's. That's what Kroger is called in the Pacific Northwest. Okay, I've never heard of Fred or Meyer's. But so this is in person, it looks like, which she said it was a telephone survey. I'm confused. Yes. I would do a survey with them about their meat buying habits and give them a $5 gift certificate. If you can, okay, so they were paying these people. I think you can see where this is going already. Yeah, $5 gift certificate.
Right. This is interesting because this is what companies used to have to do to get information about people before we just voluntarily gave it over to them through social media and through our phones. Yeah. Yeah.
I set up my iPhone that I was talking about before. And when I tell you there's so many prompts for like, hey, so, you know, Steve Jobs and the girls would love it if you would just tell us what's going on your apps.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah.
No. And they were like, you know what would be so fun is if when you set up Siri, you let us record everything you say to her. How does that sound? And I was like, no.
She just wants to get to know your voice. She's really interested in your voice.
Right, that's what it said. She just wants to know your voice, girl. She's into you because you have such a good voice. Did we ever tell you that from Apple? When you get on the iPhone, the girls go up. We're like, yes.
I used to say yes to that. And like that is, I think, a sign of like how much things have changed is like in 2000, like when there was like this techno utopia where it was like Facebook will solve all our problems. I was like, sure, you can have my data. And that's a hard no for me now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they got so much of it. Honestly, it's too late.
They don't need it.
I know people are like, oh, don't do facial recognition. Look, if you've never done facial recognition, don't do facial recognition.
Kaiser Soze. Yeah.
But if you've already done it, they got your face, girl.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're in the database. Yeah, they're using you to sculpt the algorithm already.
They are, truly. So what are we going to do, you know? So it says, after the first day, Guido Finelli says, after the first day of earnestly working, I was like, fuck this. And I forged half the surveys, making the data really wild compared to the general info, because fuck these Texas Beef Council people, too. So I love that Guido, one, was like, I'm going to start faking these surveys.
Oh, yeah.
But then two, wasn't even like, I'm going to try to give them good info. It was like, I like to buy 35 packs of bacon every Tuesday. And like, I love goat. We need more goat at Kroger. Like,
yeah, I like that they were throwing them off intentionally. Probably among the more evil, like, empires, right. Evil industries that you could possibly mislead, right?
Right, which is why I'm like, chaotic good, you know?
Yes. Yeah, like, no, I appreciate this a lot.
I think that Kroger should sell squirrel meat. I'll say that. I mean, like, just, but it puts it on like 50 surveys.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they consider it. So it says, I pocketed about $500 in certificates and would cash them in about once a week or so, and have my older friends buy beer, Old Milwaukee, because we were tasteless children. Old Milwaukee? What kind of beer is that?
That seems like where I lived, which was not in Texas, the equivalent would be like Natty Light, Natural Light, or like something like that.
Some Natty. I know about some Natty Light. I know about some Keystone. Like,
right. Yeah, yeah.
I can smell Keystone right now. Just saying it, I can smell Keystone Light. Oh, yeah. And sticky makes me floors shudder. Of a frat house.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. It tastes like water, though. Whereas Old Milwaukee, I feel like it tastes like water mixed with gasoline or something like that. I feel like it's not quite as, inoffensive as Natty Light, maybe.
I feel like it tastes like the feeling when you reached under a desk in school and it was some gum under there. Mm-hmm. You touched it and you were like, oh.
Yeah, like, there's something like happening like there that like science isn't quite aware of, like what is growing on that gum and only, yeah.
Yeah. So I also used some of my Freddy's cash. Remember, Freddy's is like the Kroger, to buy acid. Okay.
What?
And
Kroger
last...
sells that in Texas? That's awesome.
You ain't ever been to the acid
aisle? Oh, yeah, Kroger.
Yeah, you just get your little LSD over the counter, too. So, after that, it says that on the last day of that 2-week assignment, I hung out in my room high as fuck and listened to a bunch of British punk records. And somehow that combined with hanging out in the meat section for 80 hours made me give up eating dead animals ever since. Wow.
Wow.
Hope you like my story. Oh, yo, this is great. This is
I highly, highly approve of this scam. I mean, all America is like built on scams, and it's just like there are the corporate ones that are encouraged and excused, right. And then there are ones like this which are not nearly as damaging and would probably get the person in trouble if anybody found out about it.
Right, and they weren't going to give those things away, so it's not like that money was allocated towards something else. It was allocated to be given away in exchange for information.
Right.
I mean, they got information.
Yeah. Wow. It was all from this person's acid-addled imagination, but it was information was nonetheless.
Like, that, I imagine the surveys just get more and more, like, acid-y towards the end.
Right.
Like, and also, like, maybe meat could have a face.
Right.
I guess it once had a face. Anyways, let me just get.
What if you like put the personality of the cow on the packaging? Think about that.
What if you like told me like how the cow was doing? This reminds me when I was talking to Laura Chen, who's a very dear friend of mine, about eating meat. And she was like, well, you know, I just can't eat meat from like these horrible slaughterhouses where them animals are crammed in cages and given all these hormones and they're terrible. She was like, I want them to be treated well and live good. I was like, so you want them to be having a good, happy life before they get murdered?
That's what you want. Like, I want to eat an animal with a good personality that has like a positive outlook on things.
I want to eat an animal that's like walking into the slaughterhouse like, do-do-do-do-do, yeah. Just another day in my great life.
Like, so I'm pretty sure they're not dying of old age, right? Like that makes meat bad. The aging process is happening after they go to the slaughterhouse.
Right. It's like, I want my little baby cow to be slaughtered with his loved ones at his side. You know?
Yeah.
Warm shit. but guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back. Scams!
do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hunt! And we're back with Historic Hoodwings. This is a part of the show where we will regale Jack with a famous caper, group of criminals, charlatans. You never know. Maybe we like him, maybe we hate him. We'll see by the end. We'll get all his opinions all throughout. So a Hollywood actor was arrested in a $227 million Ponzi scheme.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yes. This is Zachary J. Horowitz.
Okay.
And my researcher, Sherilyn, shout out to Sherilyn, felt the need to tell me that this is a white man. And I didn't need her to tell me that because
right.
I knew when he got $227 million
right.
that he was not black.
For doing nothing.
Or any other race.
Right.
Because only a white man can get $227 million out of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, I hope that you're trying to get your 227 as well.
I'm trying.
Okay?
I'm doing my best.
Because the only one I know is the one with Jack A. Harry. I ain't going to get 227 in a Ponzi scheme. Okay,
we're looking
we got a picture
at his picture right now.
Okay.
He's got piercing eyes.
Yeah. He got a five head. He look like he probably tell you your future.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah, like, a little bit of a receding hairline. But like he's got eyes that you would remember.
Oh, yeah, they're like. Piercing. And look, he
piercing
knows how to smize like, them.
Yeah.
I learned that from Tyra Banks when she was traumatizing Smize. People on America's Next Top Model. Yeah, he was, okay, I'm into it. I'm into
yeah.
it.
Uh-huh.
So, Zachary, the actor. According to Los Angeles Times, Zachary has been acting professionally for more than a decade, but has struggled to find success. This is just a quote from the article. That's rude.
This is a rough one to like. Usually they'll at least like give the person the backstory that like they want to.
Right.
Or,
you can't or go to like, his IMDb and get like that one like co-star he had on, you know, Friends, is where he was like, want more water? Like, you can't give him something.
Right. Usually to make the criminal sound more formidable, they'll like,
right.
you know, make up. But with an actor, you really can't. Be like, he's a great actor. He's been in a lot of community theater productions of Huck Finn.
Basically, that's what they said. They were like, look, he calls himself an actor, but
right.
we were like, where are the receipts?
Right.
So I guess struggled to find successes, kinder. I don't know. Basically, it was like, Zachary wasn't no damn actor. Anyway, so under the stage name Zach Avery. Oh, I like that. Okay. We already got a Zach Efron. He was like, I'm Zach Avery. Okay, yeah. If you can't afford Zach Efron, call Zach Avery. Okay.
Zach
Savory. Great value, Zach.
Yes.
I love that for him. He appeared in the 2018 sci-fi thriller Curvature. Okay, I never heard of that. Did you hear about Curvature? Oh, yeah.
Iconic. Curvature? Oh, yeah.
The way that movie curved,
yes.
You know, wow.
I mean, what a title for a sci-fi movie, Curvature. Right.
Curvature, okay.
That's like an adjective that even scientists are like, that's not a great adjective. Let's come up with a different one.
Right. It is one of those words that sounds very made up, you know right. What I mean?
Curve-ishness.
Curvaceousness.
Right. Yeah.
Y'all see that movie, Curvaceousness? So a variety of critics said the film wants to get the heart racing and the mind bending simultaneously, but flat lines in both departments.
Ouch. Damn. Is this still in the LA Times article, or you did additional research to find out how bad the article was? Because that would be funny if the LA Times was quoting the pans of the movies that he appeared in, just to be like, this guy sucks.
I mean, that's probably what happened. This was a Variety critic who wow. said this about the film. And I was like, damn, this is so disrespectful. Also, like, sometimes when, like, critics read something, or, like, when I say read it, I mean, like, read it, like, insult it. It's so right. funny because it does feel like a joke. Because at the first part, it's like, wants to get the heart racing and the mind bending simultaneously. Like, right. You think it's, like, good, but then it's like, but it flatlines in both departments.
Right. Ugh. They're so mean.
Right. And that was creative.
Yeah, the critics. I blame the critics for this scam.
They if y'all had gave him a nicer review on his film, maybe he would be acting.
Drove Zach Avery over right. the edge.
He would be acting yeah. instead of Robin if y'all had gave him a nice review. He also starred last year in a widely panned suspense film called Last Moment of Clarity. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would talk shit about these titles, but there's also that Netflix movie that was very successful that is called, like, I Feel Really Bad or something, or like, I care a lot about what you think.
It's I care
just
a
like
lot.
A random, I care a lot. It just seems like it's like a random, like, selection of words from a
That's
sentence.
That's Rosamund Pike. And I
yeah,
love
it's good.
That movie.
I liked it. I really liked it. And yes. It's a great scam movie that has a terrible title.
And like, if you need a scam, like, you want to watch a scam film, honey, I care a lot. It was like my
that
Marvel.
That movie should have starred you, by the
it
way.
It was, I know. I'm working on my scammer cinematic universe. Let me not say too much. But I loved it. I loved it. A mobster fighting a scammer. And it was just, ooh, so good.
And the scam
Y'all have
was
to
good
watch
and believable.
Right,
it was
and
like
it's funny.
Targeting old people. So it's like that. Right. That is the American way now, because there's this entire generation that hoarded all their money to themselves who are now retiring, and that's going to be like the number one profession is finding a way to extract that money.
It's like, y'all can keep shaking your fists at clouds, because while you look at the sky, I'm in your right. pockets, pow-pow.
Yes.
Okay? I'm going to get that wallet, pow-pow, okay? You better enjoy that Sensodyne while you can afford it, because I'm about to have them coins.
So, I brush with Sensodyne.
I do, too. That's why it's a quick reference for me. My teeth be so sensitive to cold and hot.
Yes, me too.
Oh, God, we can bond over this. So yes. The scam. Zachary launched his company in 2013, and the company is called 1NMM. I'm going to guess that means one in a million. We Googled it. We couldn't figure out what they
Yeah, MM is like a tech bro shorthand for a million.
It's yeah, like that's what MM. I thought.
Yeah, yeah. Because
so
it's
he's
like
doing
two,
a pun, one in a million, yeah. But it's 1NMM.
Ah, Zach, you clever son of a bitch.
Zach got
Take
the
my
in.
Money, sir.
Zach, stop trying to get scammed. He's like, let me find Zachary.
Do you, by
is
the way,
jail?
Does this article have his phone number? Or right. what, how do we...
Can I put some money on his books if he's in jail? Yeah. Like, what's the deal? So he told investors that his company would license film rights to HBO, Netflix, and other online platforms for more money than what he paid for the distribution rights. Okay, so he was actually doing the thing, but he was right. skimming.
Right.
Okay.
So the company's 2015 report promised solid returns and safe investments. There's no such thing as a safe investment, okay? That's like going to Vegas and being like, this is the safest casino game. There's no safe one.
At the entry level, there is no safe investment. Once you like get built up, like I feel like the only way to get a safe investment is if you are in Skull and Bones with like the CIA agents who are like making sure the deal goes the way you want it to go. That's the only safe investment. Or like
so crime.
The masters the of the investment. Universe who, you have to know a Bush family member in order for there to be a safe investment. Otherwise, it's probably a scam.
Right. Low-key, I feel like that was how Trump was, too. So many people that I know who, you know, invest heavily did really well in the stock market when he was president. And then, you know, he hit a whole pandemic that killed over half a million people so he could keep the stocks cute for the girls.
Yep.
I guess we'll get to that.
The market's still crushing it.
Yeah. Right. He was like, Trump, people are dying. He was like, yeah, but have you looked at the index? Okay. The NASDAQ is popping, so we don't have to just keep it.
Yeah. It's so wild at this. I mean, that's why I think your show is so interesting, not to keep complimenting you, but because so much of the economy that like the mainstream media pays attention to is like this insulated like portion of the economy that has nothing to do with the lives of other people, and like it's become more and more apparent that like it's just disconnected and also completely unfair, and we don't have access to it. So like I feel like scammers are like the new pirate or like whatever the cool like outlaw was before.
It's, absolutely. Yeah. We definitely are. And also just like you were right saying like the whole thing about access. It's like we're all told the country's doing well because of our stock market. And it's like, okay, but what about people in rural cities? What about people in major cities? Like they're not doing well. And they're like, not like, oh, the NASDAQ's up. Like that doesn't mean anything to them. It doesn't mean anything to most of the country, but that's the scam that we've all been sold. And then even with apps like Robinhood, we saw when that whole GameStop fiasco happened that they're still like, they were like, oh, but we fuck with the hedge funds more than we fuck with y'all.
Yeah.
Your whole app is called Robinhood and you over here robbing the hood. What's going on?
And they just like flipped the board over. Yeah.
I think Robinhood was like, y'all mistook us. Okay, when we say Robinhood, we mean we robbing y'all. We didn't mean we was gonna rob from the rich and give to the poor like the show.
I would much rather see people like start to be fans of scammers than like what we have now, which is like people who are fans of like Elon Musk. Like I hear people quote Elon Musk and I'm like, please, what are you doing to like,
he is a scammer
in some ways, but like, it's not an interesting scam because he was born like owning an emerald mine or something.
When you get money from the government, like $900 million to like try to go to Mars, like you're definitely a fucking scammer. Are you kidding me? If my black ass went up to the Uncle Sam and was like, hey, Uncle Sam, what's popping? All right, so a bitch trying to go to Jupiter. What y'all think? they're not going to give me the money for that dumb shit. Like,
I don't know. The pose you struck in the video. People couldn't see the Zoom video, but that was pretty, pretty convincing that you
that I could get somebody to Jupiter.
Yeah.
It's wild. And also, we all have to give up this genius scam, which is that when someone is really talented and really smart in one area, for some reason in this country, we're like, oh, you're so good at Tesla and cars and this. So then that means that you're a genius in every other aspect of your life. And I'm like, bro, think about this shit. Like, okay, let's just think about Elon Musk. We'll just use him, right? He's great with Tesla. He's great at, you know, doing all that technology shit that he does. Would you let Elon Musk do surgery on your heart?
I mean, I would because I'm, again, very vulnerable to these sorts of things and just the confidence of somebody. I wouldn't want to tell him no. No, yeah, that's right. Like the things I hear him quoted about are like philosophy. And I'm just like, yo, what are you at?
Like Elon ain't Plato. Like, what?
Right,
and also,
right.
I don't even know if we could trust the old philosophy girls. Just because something's old does not mean that it's good. And we learn that so often. That's why I'm like, guys, founding fathers, all this shit. I'm like, them men have been dead for 300 years. And they had wooden teeth. They was pedophiles. They was racist. I think I said this on another episode. I'm like, we don't even listen to what the fuck they got to say. They dead.
Yeah. And the mainstream media like covers the race between Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos like it's like the NBA playoffs. They're like, oh, now Bezos is in front. Now Elon Musk. And it's like, I just feel like people honestly shouldn't care about that. Like, shouldn't
we
even
should
be
not
able
be
to.
Allowing people to hoard wealth like
right,
this.
Right.
And why is everyone so like, maybe one day it'll be me? You're not gonna be a billionaire,
no,
bro.
It's not
like
happening,
it's too late. Yeah. If you have to think to yourself, maybe one day it'll be me, it's too late. Like, if you weren't born to an already pretty wealthy family or well-to-do family that can set you up and has connections, it's too late. Like, I don't care what age you are, it's too late. You won't be able to do it.
Yes.
And I know people look at that and they're like, oh, don't stop me. I want to be a I'm like, you have to kill people to be a billionaire.
Right.
I hope everyone knows that.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
Jeff
yeah,
Bezos
yeah.
has covered up a lot of murders.
Yeah, and ignored and just been like, yeah, no,
right.
that's probably not
They were like,
happening.
Oh, he died in a forklift accident because he wasn't properly trained. Okay,
right.
well, can we scrub that from the internet? And that's literally a true story.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're doing murders over there. So don't.
Yeah, but they give them
that.
The nicest bottles to pee into. So
oh,
I do feel like
the best Mountain Dew bottle you've ever seen to pee into.
Yes.
That shit is crazy. Anyway, we had a petty pullover, but we'll pull back into the story.
Okay.
So Zachary sent investors bottles of Johnnie Walker Blue Label Scotch with the company's 2015 annual report that highlighted a library of 52 films his company supposedly was distributing in Africa, Australia, New Zealand, and South America. Oh, that sounded like a news reporter in South America.
Yeah, and that's funny though. The Johnnie Walker Blue that is basically the it's the cucumber water for like wealthy businessmen. That like
yes.
yeah, he's just like, well, he must mean business. He's got he's sending us the good stuff. Am I right?
Right now, I'm
right,
a Yamazaki 25 kind of girl, but. You're right. Blue Label is always just quintessentially like, oh, he must be fancy. He's just sending out Blue Label for no
right.
reason. He has
right.
so much fancy money.
Yeah.
So you're right about that. The roster of films included the 2012 horror movie Lords of Salem and the 1989 action film Kickboxer with martial arts action star Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Wow. It's got the goods.
Jean-Claude Van Damme really has some nerve being like, my name gonna be four names and y'all gonna say them all. And I love that for him.
I mean, that man has nothing but nerve. I don't know if you've ever seen the video of him going around the, he for this interview, like retrospective, they went back to the warehouse where he started out, like his first job was at a warehouse, and he's just like walking around just like coked to the gills and just like doing jump kicks and like kicking boxes out of people's hands. It's like the greatest clash between like celebrity and just everyday life that I've ever seen.
The golden age of Hollywood, when you just did cocaine at work and kicked to everybody that you saw. Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Oh,
Jean-Claude.
I love it for him. I love that for him. Zachary told investors that he had a strategic partnership with the best streaming services to license the foreign distribution rights. The investors were promised returns as high as 40% within a year. Each investment was tied to the rights of a specific film. In one case, a company, JJMT, gave Zachary's company $742,250 to pay for distribution rights for the film Bitter Harvest, with a promised repayment within 6 months of $999,845, a 35% return. So that's lower than what he said. Zachary sent JMT what he said was an agreement between HBO and his company to distribute the film in Africa and Latin America for 3 years. But the signature of the president of operations for HBO Latin American Holdings was forged, according to the F, the B, and the I.
Wow. So is he just doing like straight up Ponzi scheme and like doing the return of 35% with the money that he was getting from other people?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's straight up Ponzi. You know, Ponzi was an icon.
Yeah, shout out to Ponzi because like figured out a better way to do it. You know, he's just...
We wouldn't have Herbalife without Ponzi. We wouldn't have Bernie Madoff without Ponzi. Mm. Like, Ponzi's done so much for the scam community. And honestly, we really just need to give him his flowers. Obviously,
Absolutely.
He's not alive anymore.
Right.
But like, you know, a king.
Didn't he sell the Brooklyn Bridge? Was that him? Who, like,
yeah.
That Shout out, like not owning it. He sold the Brooklyn Bridge while not owning it. Like that, just a true genius.
I was so proud of him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, an innovator, you know what I mean?
Truly.
A creator, a talent.
A job creator for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So an FBI agent said, in reality, neither Zachary nor One in a Million Capital, his company, ever engaged in email correspondence with Netflix or HBO, nor did Zachary or his company ever have any business relationship with Netflix and HBO at all.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. That is... The old see below scam where you just forward like an email that you've just carefully constructed.
That's right.
I have definitely been tempted to do that. And
of
I'm
course
not
you
say,
have, because scams give you a thrill up your leg.
Yeah, but like just like I've removed a word or two from an email that I was forwarding to other people, right? But
oh,
like,
you a scammer, Jack. That's a scam. Yeah.
I mean, it was only to get like $1 million in seed money. It wasn't anything big like this guy's talking about. But
okay, that's super chill. That's super chill. That's fine. It's absolutely fine. So the money. Zachary had no licensing deals and diverted much of the money for his personal benefit. He used some of the money in 2018 to purchase one of his Beverly Wood homes. And it's now listed for sale for $6.5 million. Okay. The 6-bedroom home features a pool, wine cellar, and a gym. Since December 2019, Zachary's company has failed to fulfill more than 160 payments due to his investors. Its largest investor, JJMT Capital LLC of Chicago, is owed more than $160 million in principal and about $59 million in investment profits. In total, Zachary owes about $227 million in principal alone. Okay, so wait a minute. He owes, like, basically, like, investments that were supposed to appreciate, didn't appreciate. So, are y'all going to just act like his projections are now what he owes people? Because I'm pretty sure he only really owes them what they gave him.
Right. Which is that the principal? And then the other amount, like the 50, is what he claimed, like, based on his projections?
Yeah, the $59 million is his investment. Right. Profits. Y'all
I mean,
can't
they're not going to get any of this back. So, no. But it is cute that they're like, yeah, so this is what you actually owe us, and this is what you claim to owe us.
Right. Like, we don't give a shit about these claims.
Back,
you're not getting anything, number one.
Yeah.
But number two, you're definitely not getting the investment money back. Like, bro, he didn't even know HBO or Netflix. You just gave a stranger your money. Like,
right. I do always wonder when something like this, when the House of Cards falls down, like what the original plan was. Like, what is it, just like something pathological where it just got away from them, or were they just like, I'm gonna, you know, some trapdoor that they were planning on disappearing through just like never materialized, or what?
Right. And that's the thing, right? Scammers who, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And so sometimes with scammers, they love scamming so much that they don't know when to stop, because it's not just about the money. It's also about the thrill of tricking people, the ha. Right. You know?
Whatever gives you life, yeah.
Right, and it gives us life. So sometimes you let the shit get away from you. But good scammers know you do the scam, you get out, you get legit, and you don't go back. You know, Jay-Z always talks about how he used to sell crack, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Which is a scam. Crack is a scam of a drug, okay? Because it's not a drug that, like, you can do it and then, you know, live your life like weed. It's like a drug that will take all your money and your life away. So it's like he was scamming, but then he got out when he could and went legit. So it's like...
Yeah. He knew when and how to reveal that information. He wasn't, like, on his first interview, like, so I'm a crack dealer. This is basically what...
Hi,
you know.
Me.
Yes.
J-Mon Z. That's not his name. Sean Carter, but J-Mon Z is what I'm gonna call him. I actually lived off the J and Z in New York, so I was like, oh, this makes sense. I'm in the Marcy Projects. So I was like, oh, I understand. I've seen them. So yeah, like sometimes scammers get caught up and they don't want to quit. And I feel like that's Zachary's thing, is like he just, the money got too good and he didn't want to quit. Because when you got $227 million, I think the other issue is why in a Ponzi scheme you get sucked in is that whenever you get new investors, there's always somebody wanting a return. And that's the whole thing of a Ponzi scheme, is you're using other people's money to make other people think the illusion that they are making money. So you kind of can't leave like that. You can't just be like, and the investment is over. Bye, y'all. Remember if App Apple was like, okay, girls, this was so fun and cute, but right. investing is over now. We actually gonna go.
Well, that's the thing. Like, no company ever ends on top. No company is like, and we're going out on top.
Right. Why does no one do that? Why? I feel like TV shows do that. They're like, this is our last season. We gonna finish it like we wanted to finish it. But companies are like, we're going until we die.
Every company that I've ever worked for, like, that's the thing is, and it's not good for the long-term health of the company. They always are focused on growth instead of, like, what's working for them. They're like, right. okay, so how do we scale, Lacey? How do we scale this audience? Just like, well, that's, you can't without destroying what you're already doing. So again, exactly. companies are scamming people. They're just getting away with it.
All the time. That's why Blockbuster was like, y'all could have just been like, we sold our last movie tape. No need to rewind if you got them at home. Yeah. Like, we're going out on top. Mm-hmm. Come in for half off Raisinets. Like, no, they let Netflix kill him. So, getting caught. FBI agents arrested Zachary on wire fraud charge on Tuesday morning at his home in Beverly Wood. It's pretty recent. It happened in April. So, a Tuesday in April. So, they also searched the home for evidence of securities and mail fraud, money laundering, and other crimes. The search warrant allowed agents to open any phone or tablet that required facial ID and a thumbprint by holding the device in front of his face or against his thumb. Wow. Weren't we just talking about facial recognition? Yep.
That's how they get
you. If you're doing crime, I hope you're not out here putting your face, giving your face to Steve Jobs, okay?
At least when the FBI is coming, you have to turn off facial recognition. But like, when you get that knock on them.
They're not like, hey, girls, it's us, the FBI. We texted you and said we was 5 minutes away. You ready? You ready for the raid or whatever?
Yeah, I guess it's usually a pretty quick process. It's not like... FBI, open up in 25 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, you ain't once you get Uber your things alerts.
Taken care of. Yeah.
You're not getting Postmates alerts like, your FBI is 20 minutes away. Your FBI is picking up the handcuffs right now. Your FBI is in the driveway.
Yes. Clearly, I would be a terrible criminal.
Right. If the FBI called Jack, he'd be like, okay, cool, I'll be here. No, I'll be home at that time.
I would just pretend to be on the phone and give them the finger. Like the, hey, 1 second. And then immediately get tackled. And
literally. So they also searched his home, like, completely for all of this stuff. Zachary's attorney, Anthony Paccio, did not respond to requests for comment. Duh. Zachary appeared in court by video on Tuesday from a federal jail in downtown Los Angeles. A courtroom asked him, do you understand what it is the government alleges you've done wrong? Zachary replied, yes, I do. I'd have been like, what? No, where am I?
I understand what you think I did wrong, but that's pretty... That's big, like, for the prosecution, right?
For him to say that. I think so. I'm like, why would you say that? Just be like, why am I here? Who are you? I'm kidnapped. Yeah. Like, I was just been like, I'm kidnapped. So the assistant U.S. attorney urges courts to keep Zachary detained until trial, saying he might flee if released. The court official said the odds that the defendant has some of that money squirreled away are quite high. This is a lot of money missing here. But the court agreed to release Zachary on a $1 million secured bond. Wow. So that's where we're at right now. Is he's out on bond. Of course he is, because if they got a milli bond, like, they're going with that. Like,
right, right. Yeah, that's just like, that makes money. You gotta have money to make money. Like, they're just like...
The scam of the legal system in general.
Yeah, that's truly wild that he's out on bail and just like... Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's not harming people. So for me, if it's like nonviolent, like, I think everybody should be getting, it should be way cheaper, but they should be out until the trial happens. But, you know, I don't know. Zachary might flee, though. He might have those coins stashed away, you know, in one of the islands, in the Caymans or, you know, in Switzerland. We'll see.
Right. And it's not like their response addressed the idea that he might have the money squirreled away and is a flight risk. They were like, okay, we hear that. And we're going to ask for $1 million. It was just like, he can pay us $1 million. That's what we're going with. Yeah.
But I'm sure in their mind, they could spin it like, okay, well, we asked him for $1 million because then, like, that's going to basically be all his secret money. So he can't go nowhere. Like, don't worry. Like,
or a sign that he has millions and millions of dollars squirreled away. Right.
Because Zachary was like, oh, great. Can y'all get these cuffs off me tonight? Right. Thank you. Thank no, you. My Rolls Royce is out front, but seriously, I have no money. Right. that's just my driver, Bitterman. Yeah, Bitterman, give me 1 second. They're going to release me. Oh, this is my security, Tiny. He'll carry me to my car. It's
like, carries him like a baby.
Right. It's like, yeah. Sir. So, you know, Zachary, we're going to keep up with this story. I'm very fascinated. I want to see what happens. But a fun time, a good time. There's a lot in Hollywood that is a scam, so I'm not mad at you for this. Like, you tried acting. You tried to do it legit, and the girls weren't giving you the jobs. And so you said, I'll take the money then.
I mean, he should have gone into business because what he's doing is just business, basically. Right. Like what very successful business people do is just he's trying to start without like the Harvard Business School education or whatever.
Right. Yeah, it's like he's just trying to rob people when he literally could have just made this a legitimate business because obviously people need these services. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back for the saddest part of the show, which is where I have to let Jack go.
Keep him.
Robbery! Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
And fraud! And we are back, and it's time for Scammer of the Week. So, Scammer of the Week, this is so funny. This episode is so cohesive, and I want to say that it's on purpose, but it's an accident. Y'all know this
we
show.
We scripted this carefully in advance, as always, yes.
So, the Trump campaign bilked donors out of tens of millions of dollars.
Oh
y'all
my god!
See Jack right now.
This is it's just the most transparent. Like I listen to this show, and this is the most transparent scheme that I've ever heard.
I what you're love about to this describe. Scam. Oh I love god. It so much. I hate Trump. Y'all know that. I know y'all get mad when I say that, but like he's a bad man and he's caused a lot of pain and suffering. But it is a perfect scam because when you're hateful, you know, sometimes you're also stupid. That tends to be like if there was like a, you know, a graph or like maybe like a Venn diagram and it was like, you know, racist, evil, hateful, and then like stupid, like I feel like it's just one circle. Like it would just be one big circle. So you wouldn't even see two. It's just one. So that's
and they're already like gambling their entire like family relation on this guy being right. So they're, you know, they're going to double down and triple
now
down.
There's some an evil racist genius. I'm not going to say y'all all in there, okay? Maybe it's not a whole circle, but for the most part, the intersection is very large. So the scam was not complicated. When people gave them money online, the donations came with pre-checked boxes authorizing the campaign to take donations every single week. Bruh, they didn't even go for donate monthly. They didn't go for, do you want to make this a regularly, quarterly scheduled donation? They said, hey, girl, thank you so much for donating to Hate. Hate really appreciates that. And we would just like to know if we could charge you every single day or every single week.
So rapid that it's just like it depleted their bank accounts. Like they just didn't have any money. What? Like that's hard to miss when you're like, you can't pay for anything because the Trump campaign just like, yeah, just drank you dry, like right away.
Right away. And the people who are donating on these online things, like we all know donors who have millions, like they're not getting on change.org or wherever the fuck and putting in the money there. You know what I mean? That's not how that money is transferred. So these are like everyday working Americans who are now involuntarily giving away their money every week. Cheeto, the scammer.
Right. I mean, I was asking earlier, like, what are these Ponzi schemers thinking? But at the same time, like, that seems to have been his entire, like, modus operandi was like, I'm going to scam and scam and scam and hopefully be able to stay in power. And, like, this is just another example of, like, it was the, like, final sprint. And he was just like, we're going to scam. like we've never scammed before because we need this extra money, right? Because wasn't this like at the end in the like final?
And basically, this is when he had to say that he was going to run again. And you know this, because if you don't say you're going to run again, you have to give the money that you've raised for campaign financing back. Right. So, you know, this whole time I thought it ain't easy being cheesy, but, you know, Trump is robbing people pretty easily, you know, with very little work. So at first, the auto check box simply said, make this a recurring monthly donation. Then it added, make this a recurring weekly donation until November 3rd with a second box below it, with even more text authorizing an additional one-time $100 donation on September 29th. The messages included two text-heavy boxes filled with bold-face, all-caps slogans. Jack, this is up on your screen. I'm sure you've seen this.
Yes.
But So first of all, they made the shit with a yellow background.
Yes.
So it's hard to read. And you know Trump racists, a lot of them are old.
Right.
A lot of them are young as well. But, like, if you make it hard to read and long...
Yes. It seems like it's been... web designed by the people who designed the ads around like that. You've won a free iPhone. Like
where they flash at you.
Yeah. Where they flash at you. It's like that color yellow. And it's that font. And yeah, it apparently because they realize like, oh, while nobody has clicked on those ads under the age of 50 for like a few decades, people over 50 love those things.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, I don't read the terms and agreement when I get a new iPhone. Like, I don't read that shit. It's too long. So they really tried to bulk it up. And I'm going to read what it says. It says, this is the final month until election day, and we need every, in all caps, patriot stepping up if we're going to win 4 more years, in all caps, for President Trump. He's revitalizing our economy, restoring, in all caps, law and order, aka killing the blacks, and returning us to American greatness, you know, back when white people owned other people. But he's not done yet. This is your chance. Stand with President Trump and, in all caps again, maximize your impact now. Make this a weekly recurring donation until November 3rd. And then the other one says...
One doesn't say anything about it being recurring until the very last sentence.
And it's the smallest part.
Yeah, it's small and it's not bolded like the rest of it. And none of it is in all caps, unfortunately.
Wow. You know, normally when you try to like hide a secret, you know, flaw in something, you don't make it as obvious as like it's the tiniest, smallest thing in the different font.
Just no respect for the victims of this. of the scam. Yeah.
They said, come over here. We're going to make America great. Also, terms and services are one. And you right. need you to give a lot of more money.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to make this weekly donation. Are you cool with that? It's just so low. And then the other one says, President Trump, October 9th marks the 25 days out from Election Day. And we need your support. American patriots like you, all caps, you, Soulja Boy, inspired me to keep fighting this past week. And I'm not done yet. I'm asking you to join Operation MAGA and help me secure, all caps, victory in November. Join the movement now. Donate additional $100 automatically on 10-9.
All you have to do is read the non-bolded parts, but it's like preceded by like the Gettysburg Address for MAGA people. Like, right. Just has absolutely no relation to what you're signing up for.
But I've also just never seen this much convincing happening for a donation. Oh, yeah. Like, normally, like, you do get emails and they'll be like, this is what we're working on, or we're trying to do da da da. But when it's time to click the box for consenting to paying things, it's usually just like, one-time donation, make this recurring. Da, da, da. It just says the thing that it wants you to do. It's not a whole speech and then the thing that you're checking.
Like, yeah. Nobody has ever had less respect for the people that he was scamming than Donald Trump, it seems.
Oh, like. He hates them.
Yeah.
He hates
them. And like is physically repulsed by them because he's like a germphobe and like, yeah.
When they stormed the Capitol, they said that he was like, dang, like they kind of look ratchet. Like they couldn't wear better outfits. Like that man got on horns like a Viking. Like, this is the ghetto.
There's a famous story about him. His son went to Penn and people who went to Penn with him, Don Jr. went to Penn and like, he was like drunk the whole time and was like open about hating his dad. And one time his dad came to pick him up for a Yankees game they were going to together, allegedly, I will say, but I've heard this from people who were there. And his dad came to pick him up and Don Jr. came out with a Yankees jersey on and his dad smacked him like so hard that he fell to the ground. And he said, put on a suit and meet me out in the limo, because that's how he feels about anybody wearing anything besides a suit. So, like, can you imagine what he thought of the people who were raiding the Capitol?
Oh, God. And that... they look crazy. He said, I thought y'all was going to raid in suits. I told y'all to go to Men's Warehouse and then get the pepper spray. And then...
Remember to tape your tie down before you break through the wall. Yeah.
Yo, that's so wild. I believe that. That man is wild. I don't think I've ever seen... I mean, the way he dresses, though, I'm like, do you think you look rich the way you dress? Because you don't. Okay? You look like a creep. So, fine. And you are a creep, so I guess that's fair. So, many victims face serious financial hardship as a result of this scam, like you were saying, because obviously you know about this, the Daily Zeitgeist is all into the politics these days. Every day. So even some professional political operatives failed to realize the inconspicuous box. Many of them simply paid without realizing it. The only measure of the size of the grift comes via people who recognized their bank accounts were losing funds every week and demanded a refund. The Trump campaign refunded, I know you know, $121 million. Trump claims that many people were so enthusiastic that they gave over and over. Many people were so enthusiastic and they gave over and over. And in certain cases, where they gave too much, we would promptly refund their contributions. What do you mean they gave too much, bro? Right. You stole from them. What you mean they gave too much?
Just you gave too much.
Everyone was so excited about me. They loved me so much. They gave me everything they own. And then they said, wait, I need to eat. Can I have some money back? And I did, because I'm Trump. Like, what?
I have to assume his plan was to win and then not pay that money back, right?
Absolutely. Like, he was never going to pay the money back.
Right.
But he had to, because he robbed, you know, he robbed them people. Like, how you going to have a box that's so clearly misleading? So his next line insists that the overall dispute rate was less than 1% of the donation. So he's saying only 1% of people were like, can I have my coins back because you robbed me? We know it's not that. We know it's higher. So that's the point. People only disputed the charges if they noticed them.
Right. I mean, so, at the same time, like, it is pretty transparent. It's just dumb. Like, the wording and the whole, like, angle on it is dumb. But, like, it's hard not to tell that you're signing up for that, I guess, if it, unless you just... But and the boxes were pre-checked?
Pre-checked. That's my issue.
That's what it is.
Because if they weren't pre-checked, then I would still say this is a scam and it's dumb. But the fact that... But it would make more sense because then it's like, oh, you're convincing these people to try to get them to pay extra money. But if it's a pre-checked box, and every company loves to do this. Anytime you guys pay for anything or donate anything, you have to read those pre-checked boxes. I automatically uncheck them and then I read them. And then maybe I'll check one again if it's something that it's actually worth it. But for the most part, pre-checked boxes, I'm like, fuck that. And people love to do it with emails. Like, I'm so sick of buying one thing one time. And then they're like, hey, girl, pre-checked box down here. You want to talk to us every single day?
Yeah.
You want us to spam you and, like, use your business emails to, like, send you, you know, discounts for, like, 3% and stuff? Would you be into that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, we already said you were, but you can always say you're not by unchecking this pre-checked box.
I guess the pre-check thing, it should be rote, but I guess for his, like, knowing every elderly relative I have whose computer, like, actually makes, like, audible noises because it's so full of spam, I'm like, yeah, I guess they're probably not that careful with
what they're signing up for. They just thought they gave a little coin to Trump. They said, I'm going to give him my $7 to keep racism alive. And, you know, that'll be that. and had no idea that they were going to skim off the top. Like, and what is it? It's so random to be like, and also, you want to just give us $100 next Thursday? Just like, you know, I don't know, you want to?
Are you going to talk about the NRCC ones too? Like the ones that they're doing now? Because they're continuing. So the NRCC, we talked about this on Zeitgeist last week. The NRCC is the like Republican National Committee, and they are sending emails now that are exactly like this, but like doubling down. The language is like, have you abandoned Donald Trump to like the fight against the libs? And it's just so wild, the language. Like they, you know, he fully owns that party now. So they're just like a grift organization. They're literally so
manipulative.
Yeah.
It's like, y'all like, abandoned me.
Yeah. President Trump has noticed that you abandoned him. It's wild, man.
He said you don't love him no more.
Legit.
Now, if that's a lie, reach into your wallet and prove us wrong.
Right. If it's not a lie, leave this box checked and put your bank account number right here just so that we can, you're also giving us power of attorney over you. And
yes. And also, have you seen the movie I Care a Lot? Don't watch it. We think that you need our care. You are too old to do anything now. Like, they just rope it in and start doing senior citizen scams. I wouldn't be shocked. It would.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's basically what it is, right?
Like, right. Basically. Because anybody who can read good or at all, you know, on the internet, they know what the check boxes are. But, wow. I mean, obviously, Scammer of the Week is a bitch and I hate him. So,
Scammer of the Week is Donald Trump, though.
I hate that raggedy orange bitch. So, you know, no praise over here. But the scam itself, we're just looking at it itself. And also
when you look at the long-term, like, damage he's doing to the Republican Party by turning what used to be an actual political party into a Ponzi scheme, like, that's kind of, I don't know, maybe a long-term good.
Right. I mean, it's a overall, like, the scams that Donald ran were popping. Like, you know, he should have been under the jail and he's still out here free.
Yeah.
You know, breathing Beyonce's air, you know? Yep. So what are we supposed to do? But guys, that brings us to the end of another show. We always ask Jack, where do you want to be found?
Where do I want to be found? You can just find me at Jack_O'Brien on Twitter and twice a day. Every weekday on the Daily Zeitgeist with Miles Gray, former guest, one of the greats.
I love you guys. I'm so happy you came. Yes, as always, guys, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Snitch on your friends and family. Just make sure the scam is retired because we don't want to fuck up your bag. If you want to find me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. A Black Lady Sketch Show comes out April 23rd. If you want to see me clowning around on HBO and HBO Max, Fridays at 11 p.m. and then also streaming on HBO Max. The Con every Wednesday, ABC. Check that out. I'll be on there as a criminal expert, which if you've listened to this podcast since its inception, you know is a lie. So maybe I've been doing it long enough that I am a criminal expert now. You know, I'm going to own it.
You are. Right. What are you talking about? You know more than... You appreciate the scam more than any of their other experts.
I know. I love it. It's fun for me.
By the way, can I just put in a quick word to people not to scam me, even though it would be really easy? just out of the kindness of your heart and because you love Lacey, please don't scam me.
They
try
to scam me, so don't put me in it, okay? As Nene would say. Right. But I also feel like, Jack, that was just another advertisement to get robbed.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Just got you guys, like, it's almost like you're giving me, like, this, like, strip tease for scammers. You're like, I don't know, I'm just, like, I'm so scammable. I'm just so robbable.
Or
guys.
Am Ooh. I trying to lure them into my scam?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Ooh,
no,
proud
it's not
of you.
That. I'm actually very vulnerable.
Well, congregation, stay scheming.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess is starring me, duh, Scam Goddess, a.k.a. Lacey Mosley. Scam Goddess is produced by Judith Cargbo and engineered by Marina Baez, with research by Sherilyn Vera. Stay scamming!
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.